This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and restrictions are easing. We're able to get out and about, even go interstate, which is fantastic news if we do want to go on holiday. But what if we're leaving behind our plants and we're not going to be, you know, caring for them every day like they used to? Well, that's why I'm joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. How are you this morning, Jenny?
I'm good, thank you.
So our plants, they're obviously, for many people, are probably not something we think about when we do go on holidays and how we look after them. But it's like leaving alone a pet, isn't it?
Well, of course, you know. And of course, we all like to go on holidays when the weather is absolutely fantastic so we can enjoy the sun and everything. But plants enjoy the sun, but they also need a bit of care. They need some watering as well, just like you like to have your drink at 5 o'clock. So do the plants. Well, actually, they prefer it first thing in the morning.
And I guess plants, you don't want to come home to a house full of, like, indoor plants that aren't looking so flash.
No, especially because plants are expensive, you know, and they, you know, they make your house look so lovely, and, you know, without even thinking about it, you know, they're gone if you've neglected them for a couple of weeks. Even just a couple of days, you know, I had a friend who was doing some photographs on Friday at this place and was in Melbourne. And over the weekend, it was really, really hot there. He's gone back today and the garden is withered. Nobody's taken care of it, you know. So when it gets really, really hot, your garden does suffer if it's not given enough water.
I have seen some friends with their houseplants, if they accidentally forget a day to water them, it's a pretty dramatic difference between, you know, when they're well watered and when they're, you know, just left to their own devices.
Absolutely, it's quite dramatic.
And so I guess what should we keep in mind then? What should we have planned if we are going to be away for a certain amount of time?
Well, can I say you've had the whole of winter to plan for this and you've left it to the last minute. I mean, ideally, for the ideal situation is if you haven't got anything planned, ask a neighbour or relative or friend to pop in. Give them a key so that they can come in and make sure everything's okay. And then when you come back from your holidays, give them a nice present. In the long term, there's a couple of things you can do. For outdoors, you can have a drip irrigation system installed, and they usually operate on a timer. That means also that you don't have to be watering your garden even when you're at home. For your vegetable garden, it's an idea that's taking off. It's an old-fashioned idea, but it's one that's coming back now, and that's a raised wicking bed. And this is a very old-fashioned notion, but you create a reservoir of water beneath your bed, and then the plants draw up the water from underneath. The roots draw it up by osmosis. And again, it's automatic all the time. Even when you're at home, you don't have to be out there watering your vegetable gardens. And vegetables need watering much more frequently than anything else because they're so quick growing and they have such shallow roots.
And that's such an interesting idea. How difficult is it to set up a reservoir for your veggie garden?
Well, if you're planning one from the start now, just get one of those raised garden beds. You can get them in corrugated iron or make one yourself out of timber. And then you create a reservoir down the bottom. You line it with, black poly, how do you say it? Black plastic stuff, you know. And then you create, you put in, say, something like scoria or clay pebbles down the bottom. Put a tube that goes from the top of your bed down to the scoria, run a hose into it. Then on top of the scoria, put again some plastic, and then you put your, on top of that, you put about 30 centimetres of soil or garden mix. And then you put your plants in on that. Now, the water, actually, when I said put a plastic sheeting on top of the scoria, you actually have to put a geothermal type of blanket. It's where moisture can go through. Mm. And then your plants draw up from beneath. And that's another advantage of that, is that it stops water evaporating. If you're watering from the top, it means that the water doesn't evaporate out. And it's something that you can also use for your indoor plants if you're going away. So what you can do is you can get a big bucket or a big pot, fill it up with water, put all your indoor plants around this pot, and then run a piece of absorbent, thick absorbent twine from the bottom of the bucket of water into your actual pot plant. You know, push it down so it's close to the bottom. And then as you're away for a couple of days or a week or so, that water will move along the twine into the plant and just keep it moist. It's just a, it's part of the wicking process.
Right. And maybe if we are going to be away for a certain amount of time, should we add some in some fresh potting mix for our indoor plants maybe as well, just to make sure that they will be well fed while gone?
No, I think that's fine. I mean, as I said before, you should change your potting mix every 1 or 2 years and do it in springtime. So there should be enough nutrients in the soil when you're going away over the summer period. It's just the water that they need. Also, if you're going to use that wicking system for your indoor plants, make sure that they're in the position where they're getting the appropriate light.
No worries. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for your time today.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.